case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Back to the podcast, everyone. Hopefully you're enjoying. You had a great Easter long weekend.
That was, I felt like that was ages ago.
It was, yeah.
Because, like, thinking about, so today's Thursday, I, like, left after the show almost last
you
Thursday.
Did, yeah,
well, not
yeah.
really, because we stuck around for Chris's thing. But, like, yep. this time last week, I was preparing to leave. To go on a quick little break back, and now I'm.
Aren't you glad? Are you glad that you're not preparing for another 8-hour drive?
Yes, and I would love another 4-day weekend.
Same.
But here's the thing. So we have some friends that got engaged recently, and they've said they're having an engagement party in October back in Adelaide, and we're like, yep, we'll go. And we're looking at flights yesterday, and it's like, we have some flight credit that we could use for it, but do we really want to spend all of it just to go back to Adelaide when it is within driving distance?
Yeah.
But do I want to drive 16 hours over a weekend again?
Yeah, I know. It's hard, isn't it? It's hard.
My car has got so many Ks on it.
Yeah.
It's really getting up there. I don't know if it's like above average or if it's normal or what's kind of going on, but.
Yeah, who knows?
It's up for a service. I looked at the little sticker and it said that I needed a service about this
time. I need a service. My new car, I've got about 3.5, because I've been going backwards and forwards to Melbourne Heath, which is about 90, I think, 80 or 90 Ks. And I've got I've got about 3,000 Ks, I think, clocked up on my car already. I feel like that's above average. And I was supposed to book in a service at 1,000.
Yeah, as I say, there's a 1,000 K one.
So I need to do that.
Mm. Something that we were talking about just before is we were singing the song Without You, the Kid Laroi. It's like, you cut out a piece of me. And then he says, now I bleed internally.
Mm.
And I was like, doesn't it make more sense if he bleeds externally? Because if you cut out a piece of someone, like, it's going to bleed on the outside.
I know. And then we thought, why doesn't Kid Laroi make his songs just factually correct?
Yeah, and then I thought of this one by Five Sauce.
I wish that I could wake up with amnesia.
I don't think you do.
I'm pretty sure you don't.
Nah.
I really think you don't want to wake up with amnesia.
And I think a second verse to this song would be, I wish that I could wake up with amnesia. And then the second verse, just pretend like they've forgotten the lyrics.
I woke up and da da da.
What's that?
Did I have amnesia?
What band am I part of again?
Like, that's what I feel is going to happen.
I know, yeah. They should really do that one as well. And you said 5 Seconds of Summer. They do make some, like, pretty weird songs.
Yeah, because they've got like the teeth one. Looks so dirty, but you don't dirty.
Yeah, that
like
one.
What's that one?
I know. I do like that one though. I do like, I mean, 5 Seconds of Summer
like,
are pretty good.
Let's look at their song. So she looks so perfect. Like, that's all right.
Yeah.
Like, what else is in there?
They do Killer Queen. They do a cover of Killer Queen that's really good. This Wildflower one's a little awkward.
I haven't heard. Have I heard Wildflower?
I don't know. It was on the radio probably. Well, we still play it every.
I feel like
now
I've probably heard
then.
It, but like it's not one of the first ones that I go to. When someone says 5 Seconds of Summer, what song do you instantly think of?
Youngblood.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, this one was on the radio not that long ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every time we tell you what I like.
I thought this was Troye Sivan.
It does sound a little
Troye
Sivan-y.
It's very Troye Sivan-y because he goes for Sivan-y. Like. That vibe. Yeah. I didn't realize it was Five Sauce.
Yeah, no, it's a good song. That's probably Teeth and then Wildflower.
Are your faves?
Yeah, I reckon.
But
then I don't really listen to anything else.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird one. But we've been talking a lot about the music today. Mm. How there's Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes.
Who you might know from Wap, Wap, Wap.
Yep.
And some like producers and artists, they have like a thing that goes at the beginning of the song, like think a Jason Derulo.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
Like one of those things, like Veruca Heights. One of those.
Another one.
Yeah.
One. Yeah.
Things like that. And like Chance the Rapper. Like they all have a thing.
That was Chance the Rapper's one, by the way.
What did you think of?
You're just trying to like the impersonation of Chance the Rapper, like Chance the Rapper.
That's what it sounds like in the song.
I know, but it's funny you saying it like that.
Oh, okay. But I was like, Stallion, why doesn't she have like a horse neighing and like Megan Thee Stallion? You do the horse.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, that's what you need.
And then go into the song.
And I feel like there should be, like, if you listen my new thing is listening really deeply to a song and the underlying like music and stuff. A lot of them have bed squeaks going on underneath a track.
Like, what do you mean? Like actual bed, sleeping bed
squeak. It sounds
squeak.
Like a bed squeak. Oh, okay. And you get a lot of like, going through like random songs.
Okay.
Ariana Grande is really good or bad for it.
Yeah.
She has a lot of random groans put into.
Yeah.
Like, you don't notice them until you're intently listening for them. But I'm feeling like Megan Thee Stallion should just put the.
Yeah.
Like, throughout random songs.
Yeah, well, if Megan Thee Stallion is listening.
Is it the or the?
Megan, I thought it was the, like, Megan the, like Old English.
Yeah,
that's spelled T-H-E-E.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, thee, thy, though, you know.
Yeah.
I thought it was just Megan Thee, but I don't know. Who knows? Anyway.
Hear thee. Is it hear ye or he thee? Hear thee.
Hear ye, hear ye. Get people's attention.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways.
Good chat. Let's get into the podcast.
Yeah, we found out some goffs. Got some goffs.
Some goffs Whitlam.
Some goffs from Maths.
Yeah, that's right. We had Samantha back on the show and she dropped a bit of a bombshell. I don't know if many people know.
Well, this is the thing with everything going on with Maths and Bryce and stuff at the moment is I have so many mutual friends with him and he works in the office I used to work in that I still have very close friends in and like the whole Jason Roses guy that's popped up into the scene now I worked with. I have my own opinion of him from working
with
him.
When you worked with him, yeah.
Which, let's just say, he stole my headphones one day.
Yeah.
So
not a good guy.
Well, okay, I'll quickly little context. So he used to come in and do the weekend shift and radio headphones are like hot property.
Yeah, exactly.
You would think in a station there would be tons lying around. There's
no,
never. Like anywhere I've worked in a radio station, there's headphones are on shortage. And so I had mine in my desk drawer underneath things.
Yeah.
And I came back in on a Monday morning once and my drawer was completely open and my headphones were out and I was like, where are they?
Yeah.
And then I walked around. No one knew where they were. I walked down to the studio. They were on the floor of the studio for anyone to step on.
Mm.
And the only person that had really been in that weekend was him.
Mm.
And I was like,
what a dirtbag.
Excuse me. Like going through my stuff like without my permission and getting my headphone. Like he lost me that day.
Not cool.
Well, he lost me quite a few times, but anyways, we can talk about that at a later time. But yeah, so we talked to Samantha from Maths, play Reckon in 5 seconds, talk about Drag Race, lots of stuff happening.
Yep, that's all happening on the podcast. Enjoy.
The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Good morning, Ballarat. It is the Power FM Brekkie Show. Josh and Maddie, 10 past 6 this morning on your Thursday.
I know. It's already Thursday. This time last week, it was the last day of the week.
I know. Now we got one more to go.
Yeah, even though we had Monday off, it's still. I don't know. I think I prefer. What do you prefer? Having a Monday off or having a Friday off? If you didn't have both.
If I didn't have both,
yeah. If you got to pick, if they said we're working 4 day weeks from now on, would you rather a Monday or a Friday off?
Maybe a Friday.
I'm feeling the Friday as well.
Yeah, because I feel like the weekend gets here quicker.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows?
I don't think it'll ever happen, let's be honest.
4 day weeks? In Australia? No way.
Yeah.
You've been getting some worrying targeted Facebook ads. On Facebook, obviously. And you know how we always think, oh, Big Brother's listening, Big Brother's watching. I never talk about this because I'm self-conscious about it. I have been getting male patterned baldness ads.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend.
And I can feel my, like, when I look in the mirror and sometimes when the light hits it, I go, oh, my God. It's thin. There's nothing there.
Yeah, like it happens. It happens. If it makes you feel better, most of my hair is falling out at the moment.
I know, but you still look like you've got a full, luscious head of hair. I feel like I'm thinning. Like my dad had a curly afro until he was like 35.
Yeah.
But I feel like with everything that's going on in my life at the moment, it's been a little bit stressful. So maybe
I was going to say, I feel like this might be a bit stress induced. Like it can, like hair loss can be related to a lot of different things, like diet and stuff like
and
that.
And my diet hasn't been great lately.
Yeah, and so stress is also one of those key factors. The water you're showering in can make a difference.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why my hair's falling out. I've deducted it down to. We'll dye it a little bit, but because I changed water that I was showering in.
Water? How? Like this?
Because I was showering in river water.
Yeah.
And now I'm showering on
town
water.
The river
water.
Water's better. Is it?
Well, it's just different. It's got different, like from state to state, they put different things in the water in the filtration system before it comes out of the tap.
Right.
So
okay,
it can affect different things, like tiny little things like that. It's just one of those things. And
I always thought if I was ever stressed that my hair wouldn't fall out, it would just go grey and I'd be like a sexy silver fox. But that's not the case.
It's a part of life and it sucks.
It's part of the reason I've got a beanie on today because I had no other lights on in the house this morning and I went into the bathroom to clean my teeth and, you know, wake up a bit. And I turned like that. We've got this light in our new place. We've got this light kind of above the mirror and I flicked that light on and it just went zoom and my hair looked like a hologram. And I was like,
aww.
And then James Blunt started playing in my head.
We were having, over the weekend, I caught up with my godfather and his kids were there. And this same discussion was coming up kind of because he's had a big bald spot for like as long as I've known him.
Yeah.
But like everywhere else has kind of stayed the same and he just wears hats and stuff. But it's really starting to thin out. And his kids are going, when's the point that you shave it?
Yeah,
because his sons have like really thick, luscious red hair.
Yeah.
And so I said to them, when you shave yours, like in solidarity with your father losing his hair, but at what point do you choose to shave it? Anyone who has gone through a similar thing to Josh, maybe give some words of wisdom.
And do you feel as though, you know, you've got a few wispy bits of hair left? Do you feel as though shaving is finally accepting yourself for who you are, or do you think shaving is giving up?
Well, I don't know. I can't speak from experience.
Well, that I'm talking to people, you know. How did you feel after, you know, you've got like five bits of hair left on your head and you went, oh, I'm just going to shave it. Does it feel like you're giving up or do you feel liberated?
Is it empowering?
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way,
Nick,
give Josh some advice because I'm usually pretty good with advice on stuff, but I don't know
Not
how to help
yet.
With this one. I'm sorry.
That's fair enough.
Subway, what's your go-to order?
Italian BMT on Italian herbs and cheese with cheddar and a lot of salads.
Okay.
Ranch, salt and pepper. Do you get salt? What sauce do you get at Subway?
Controversial.
Oh, no.
I get blue cheese sauce.
I feel like blue cheese is
I'm the biggest fan of blue cheese sauce. Don't like blue cheese itself.
Yeah.
Like, I can't look at it and go, ooh, that looks appetizing. But something about blue cheese sauce is magical.
There's the Sporting Globe does a really nice blue cheese sauce.
Have you
had it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Of course I have. The reason I ask this, would you ever consider, I know this is popular for sometimes when you're making a sandwich at your house, putting like potato chips on them, like salt and vinegar, like Smith's chips on a sandwich.
I have never done that.
I've heard I'm pretty sure my boyfriend puts barbecue chips on sandwiches sometimes. He has to be in the mood.
Yeah, it just doesn't, in my head, it doesn't go together.
Either it doesn't in mine either. Like I'm not the biggest fan of sandwiches in
the
first
bread,
place.
Bread and chips, they just, in my head, don't go together.
Well, over at Subway in the UK, so not here, but who knows, it could get brought over here.
Oh.
They are now letting you add what they call crisps, which are just like Smith's chips, onto your Subway sandwich.
Cool.
You have to pay extra for it, though.
Oh, you got to pay extra. And is this a limited edition thing, or is this happening full time?
No, it's just happening for about a month.
Oh, okay. So if it's real popular,
it could get
a lot of the time. If it's real popular, they like to keep it around.
This is true. I don't know how I feel about it because, like, I kind of want to try it.
Mm.
Like, I went to Zambrero's and got corn chips in my burrito, and that was a good time.
I feel like that's different. Because I've had that, and I've done. Well, corn chips are kind of like, yeah, I don't know, maybe not as strong as a flavor as like salt and vinegar chips or.
Yeah, I feel like maybe salt and vinegar chips isn't probably what they're going to use. It'll be like just plain.
Okay.
Like the just normal sea salt ones.
Right.
But
okay.
Even still, it weirds me out, but I want to try it, but I'm like...
Do you put the sea salt chips on your Subway sandwich and then get salt on top of it?
Oh, that's a...
Double salt it? Not good for the heart, but good for
the taste
soul.
Buds. But it might be too salty then.
Yeah, you're right. Who knows?
I would presume. What about in the future, if they got rid of like the whole like chip and they just do crushed up ones, like tiny little speckles instead of getting normal salt.
I feel that would, I would be okay with that because I feel like part of the issue with me, or the part of the idea of it is that you just put literally the plain chips, like the full chips on a,
yeah,
in between bread and then they break and they fall out and they go everywhere. And I feel like maybe crushed up, I would be much more inclined.
Well, we could go and try it.
We could go and try it.
Well, I'm just picturing us walking into Subway with a packet of like Red Rock Deli chips being like, can you just add these on, please?
Do you reckon they do it?
They do. I feel like you can ask them to do anything at a Subway. Let's be honest. If you sit there going, more sauce, more cheese, more this, they usually do it.
If you BYO, they should have a Subway, if you're listening, you should have a BYO ingredients day.
Oh, stop. But you could just make it at your own house. That's
no, but like
BYO
weird
ingredients.
No, not like weird ingredients. Like weird ingredients. I mean, like, so Nutella or like chips or like lollies. I don't know. I'm just brainstorming here, guys.
Okay.
It's 26 minutes past six in the morning, okay? It's not the most enlightened point that I'm going to be in the morning.
It might be, though.
It might be as well. Who knows? So go ahead if you want to go over to the UK. Can't travel, but once COVID's gone, you can go over and try some chips on a Subway.
We're going to talk about Game of Thrones.
Oh, this is a good one. I love this show. It's a very popular one with the young people.
I think just most ages. Well, actually, no.
Well, my mum hates it.
Young people. I tried to like Game of Thrones. I gave it four seasons of binge watching and okay, then I was like, this really isn't for me.
I made it through all, was it eight? Made it through all eight.
That's pretty good. I know everything that happened though.
Yeah.
I stayed up to date with all the spoilers. But did you know that this year, this month even, is the 10th anniversary?
Since it started?
Yeah.
Wow. That
April
quick.
2011 is when it came out.
Wow. When the first episode came
yeah.
out. Wow.
10
That's
years.
Insane.
I know, that makes you feel old, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Because in my head, Game of Thrones is like last 5 years.
Yeah.
That's really
10.
Crazy.
One company in Melbourne has come up with a very special way to celebrate the show's birthday with beer.
Okay, good, yes.
Not just any beer, a very special pair of Game of Thrones beers brewed up by the Melbourne brewers Moondog. Now, this is an official collaboration with Warner Brothers, so, like, no cease and desist are going to come out of this.
Oh, it's official?
Official.
Okay.
So it's called the Iron Anniversary Edition.
Yeah.
So we've got two flavours. We've got a Breaker of Chains Chili and Vanilla Imperial Stout.
Yeah.
And we've also got a Watchers on the Wall White Chocolate Imperial White Ale.
Ooh.
Sounds fancy. I don't know much about beer, but I'm not sure how I feel about a chili and vanilla. But I do like white chocolate, so maybe I could try.
Chili vanilla, I don't know. Any chili thing that's not chili, I'm skeptical of.
Yeah,
like
fair
chili
enough.
Chocolate and chili, all this sort of stuff.
So the Breaker of Chains one is 7.7%.
Ooh.
And the Watchers on the White Wall is a nice punch of 9%.
Oh, my goodness.
So both are more than capable of keeping the blood warm throughout a long stint of watching Game of Thrones. sorry,
my goodness, you all right?
Got choked up a little bit there. if that wasn't enough already, Moondog's celebrating with their new arrivals by having a Game of Thrones weekend at their venue in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
So the actual Iron Throne from the actual series will be on display.
Holy moly.
They will have a bunch of beers on, like, obviously those two beers on tap. They're going to have fun stuff and games and burger and dessert specials. And it's all happening from Friday until Sunday next week.
Hopefully, I don't know, did you see the Red Wedding?
Yes.
Yeah, hopefully that doesn't, every time people get together in Game of Thrones, stuff happens.
I would like to hope a red wedding doesn't happen.
No, you wouldn't. You would hope not.
The red wedding annoyed me because I really liked, was it Robb Stark that was...
So, spoilers, guys.
So, it's been out for 10 years. I think we're okay.
When Robb Stark dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like...
I liked
because I liked that couple. They were cute.
They were a cute couple.
And then I was like, oh, well...
Now he's gone.
That's over.
Sports.
Yeah, that's right. This one's going to be a tough week, I feel.
Yeah, well, we're into round four now of the AFL, so it's kind of, you know, starting to see trends of what teams are doing, but it's still early days. If you want to get involved in the footy tipping comp, head to the website powerfmballarat.com.au. It is all thanks to Goldfields Collision, trusted by insurers, loved by their customers. I'm giving my dad's tips another go this week.
Okay. How did you...
We both got five last week.
We both got five.
five. Okay.
Alrighty. So first game kicking off tonight at the SCG, we've got the Swans v Essendon.
Yes.
Going for Sydney.
Yeah, so am I. What's the margin?
Oh, I reckon 22 points.
Oh, really? I'm going a big margin. I reckon like 38 points.
Oh, okay. Then tomorrow we have got Richmond v Port.
That'd
be a good game.
Yeah, it will be. Port are the favourites, but I'm going to go Richmond.
I'm going Port. Then we've got here in Ballarat, we've got the Doggies v Brisbane.
Yes.
Go on the Doggies.
Doggies, obviously.
They're sitting on top of the ladder at
the moment. On the ESPN app here, we've got they're 91% and Brisbane is 9%. So yeah. Sorry, Brisbane.
Then we have got St Kilda v West Coast. I'm going West Coast.
You're going to go West Coast?
I'm going to go West Coast.
Okay.
You're going St Kilda?
No, I'll go West Coast.
Then we have got the Suns v Carlton. I'm going to go Carlton. What are you doing?
Yeah. I don't know.
The Suns are getting up there slowly. Last year was an all right season for them.
Why don't you go for them? Why don't you bet them?
Because Carlton's the favourite.
This next one I think is a no-brainer for both of us. Collingwood and GWS. Yeah. Adelaide are doing quite well.
Yeah, Adelaide v North Melbourne. I'm going to go for Adelaide.
Yeah.
And then we've got the Demons v Geelong. Now, this is going to be a close game, I feel.
Yeah.
The
odds for these two are the same.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Geelong.
Okay, well, I'll go Melbourne just to tie it up.
And then closing out this round, we have Fremantle v the Hawks. I'm going to go Hawthorn.
Really?
I'm going to switch it up.
I was going to go Hawthorn because that's my...
Adopted-ish team.
Yeah, adopted-ish team. So we'll both go Hawthorn for that one.
All right, I have submitted my tips. Make sure you do yours on the website. Powerfmballarat.com.au is the place to go once again.
That's right. For our footy tipping comp, if you're part of it, $1,000 up for grabs. All thanks to the Sporting Globe and Goldfields Collision. Yesterday, we were both quite hungry in the morning.
Yes, I am proud of myself. I don't think I ate anything necessarily unhealthy yesterday.
Oh, I definitely
Thank you.
Did.
Thank you, everybody. It's legit. That's a very hard thing. Actually, no, I ate chocolate.
I'm going to take back that clap.
I take back that.
Yes.
As in meal-wise, for meals, I didn't eat anything unhealthy.
But snacks, I snacked
But
the
I remembered
whole day.
That I had about 10 Easter eggs yesterday. Here I was so proud of myself.
Yeah. Look, I am in the same boat. A lot of the days I don't eat very healthy, and I genuinely do try. I went to the bakery, Evans Bakery, just a couple of doors down here yesterday.
Good time. Dangerous time having a bakery so close.
Oh, my goodness. And a burger joint next door, but we don't know what happened with the burger joint. Anyway, went to the bakery yesterday, got myself a little sauce roll.
Love it. Sauce or no sauce?
No sauce.
I
just get sauce here if I want sauce. Most of the time I don't want sauce. Anyway, the girl there was like, oh, what would you like? I was like, cheese and bacon sausage roll, please. Yeah, great. I was paying with cash, which is very bizarre for me. I had a $20 note in my
high roller
wallet.
Over there.
Yeah, $20 in my, as I still have that Velcro wallet where I was like, yeah, $20. Sorry, and then took out the $20 note. I gave her the $20 note, and as she was giving me the change, something kind of took me back a little bit because this hasn't happened in a while because of COVID and, you know, all this sort of stuff. Her hand touched my hand.
Ooh.
And there was...
And now you're married. It was love at first sight. It's an episode of Bridgerton.
Exactly. Her hand touched my hand and I didn't really know how to react with... It was a bizarre. It was in my head. I'm an overthinker. There's a heap of overthinkers out there. You know who you are. I'm an overthinker when stuff like that happens.
What
okay.
were you overthinking about though?
Well, because I was like, oh, is that? Should we have done that?
Oh,
should she have put
COVID,
the money on the
yeah.
ground? Because of COVID.
Yeah.
I'm just paranoid now because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And she didn't have gloves on, which is fine. That's fine. She was probably, you know, doing something else that didn't require gloves anyway. And I was a little paranoid about. Her touching my hand, and I'm not like, and I don't know, maybe I'm turning into a germaphobe.
I feel like COVID might be developing these like symptoms in a lot of people, especially probably like young children, I feel, because I've seen like videos of kids on like TikTok and stuff like that of them playing like dress up and, you know, shop and stuff like that. And it's all COVID safe shops, which is completely fine. I understand that. But how long is that going to last for? Are, like, kids going to be scared to touch people or hug people or things like that?
And every time you do something, you're going to have to sanitize. And I think I read somewhere like mid-COVID or towards the end of, or not mid-COVID, mid last year or towards the end of last year, that the number of like just common colds has been drastically decreased.
Yeah, because no one's going to work when they're sick.
And people are just sanitizing and their hygiene has gone through the roof. So I did get a little paranoid, but I don't think I've got anything to worry about.
I think you should be fine. I know that hotel quarantine is starting back up again today. We've had no active cases in Victoria for quite some time.
Yep.
So I highly doubt that yesterday you would have contracted COVID-19, okay?
No, yeah, that's exactly right. And I'm not saying that the girl at the bakery had COVID. I was just a little taken aback by the human touch.
It's like when people go out for the handshake at the moment and you don't know what to do.
That's happened to me at the start of COVID when I was working over at the George. People would come up and go, oh, hey, how's it going? And put the hand out.
Yeah.
And I go, are we allowed to do this?
It happened to me in the middle, in the heat of COVID last year.
Yeah.
When a guy that we know is a bit of a COVID conspiracy theorist.
Okay. Yeah.
And so he went straight in for the handshake and I was like, what do I do?
Yeah, it's very awkward. It's really panicky. So everyone, I'm just going to be super socially awkward from now on. I'll be like,
Don't
touch me.
Right now, we are giving away some tickets to something that is pretty cool that is happening down in Melbourne at the Eureka Sky Deck. And it's to do with a disco.
That's right. I have never been to a silent disco.
Yeah, this is a silent disco, so not old school like 70s. This is for the kids.
Yeah.
It is the highest silent disco happening at Eureka Sky Deck. It'll be 300 metres above the Yarra River in Melbourne, and there's 360-degree views of the city through floor-to-ceiling windows. There's like different sessions, and the kids get free Cadbury Easter eggs.
It's so good.
Really fun.
They need to do one for adults.
Yeah. Well, I presume the adults can go with them because this is a family pass.
I wish my kid was like 2 years old now because then I could take her and then I could just dance.
Yeah. So we've got two adult and two children passes to give away, a family pass, so you can all go together. And the way you're going to win this is we're going to play a little game. So in obviously a silent disco, everyone's got their headphones on.
This is what a silent disco sounds like.
Yeah, good song.
I love this song.
That's what it sounds like.
And then every now and then you might, in a family one, you'll hear like a baby cry like.
So obviously you're going to have headphones on. And if you went to go up to the DJ to try and tell them what song you want them to put on, it's going to be a bit hard for you to hear it. And like you might just have to try and like hum it.
Yeah.
Possibly. So I thought I could hum kind of mumble
popular
a song.
Songs. Yeah,
popular song.
Yeah.
And the first caller through on 5333 1031 to guess what song I'm humming will win this family pass.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, you ready to go?
Yeah, okay.
I've got a song in my head.
All right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Is that good?
I've literally got zero
idea. Well, hopefully someone knows. If you have any inkling as to what that song was, give us a call, 5333 1031, to win a family pass to the world's highest silent kids disco at Eureka Sky Deck these school holidays.
Give us a call right now. Hello, Power FM. Who's this?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you going?
Thank you. How are you?
Good. Have you won a prize with us in the last 30 days of any kind?
No.
Okay, not a worry. So we are trying to give away this family pass, the world's highest silent kids disco. Have you got some kids that want to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking for some stuff to do these school holidays, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, did you listen to me humming it? Do you have a guess as to what the song is?
Is it Tones and I Dance Monkey?
That is correct.
Oh, it is too. Well done.
Josh didn't get it.
I had no idea. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Michelle. You have won that family pass. Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I reckon in 5 seconds.
That's right.
That time of the week.
Yeah.
It's a Thursday, so we always play this game, I reckon in 5 seconds. Kind of gets moved around as to where we play it in the show.
Yeah, depending on what we got on. We're interviewing Samantha from MAFS. So we had to push this a little early.
She's taking priority.
Exactly. She's got some, hopefully got some goss to talk to us about.
Fingers crossed. If you've never heard I Reckon in 5 seconds before, we have 5 seconds to name three things. We've got some little prompts and it can be a bit risky because you've got to think very fast and they are very kind of prompting questions.
Yeah.
That you have to name.
Yeah. Okay. Who wants to go first?
I can go first. I'll read it out to you.
Yep.
And if you only get a point on the board if you get all three things named correctly in that time. You got the timer ready to go.
Ready to go.
Alrighty. Let's start with this one. Name three things you pick with your fingernail.
A scab, your nose, and a little bit of dirt.
Nah.
Oh, that was it.
What do you mean you pick a little bit of dirt?
You got a little bit of dirt on your shirt. You pick your dirt off.
No.
I think the people will be with me on that.
No, I think the people will be with me on doesn't count. You don't pick. You just said.
Yes, you do. How do you get dirt off your? How do you get a little speck of dirt off your shirt?
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'll put half a point.
So I'm on 0.5 and you're on 0. Okay. This one, okay. Fictional characters you would date.
Jessica Rabbit, Superman, Batman.
Okay.
How hot's Jessica Rabbit, though? Do you know who I'm talking about?
I can't remember what she
looks like. From Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the one in the sequin
red dress. Yeah, she's got red hair and big red lips. Yeah, she's very attractive.
I'd go there in cartoon world.
In cartoon world.
Alrighty. This one, let's see how you go with this. Okay. Name three ways to avoid pregnancy.
Protection, abstinence, and just sit in your room and play video games.
Fair enough.
Oh, I always pick the last answer is always the longest answer.
Long.
I don't know why I do that. Okay.
Alrighty, I'm ready.
Ways to hide a fart.
Oh, blame it on someone else, blame it on the dog, walk out of the room.
Are you hiding it if you just drop it and walk out of the room?
Well, yeah, because if no one else is in there.
Okay, all right, well.
Who can they blame it if you're not
in
there?
I think there's a loophole, sure, okay.
Alrighty, let's kind of ramp it up. Be careful with this one.
Oh, good.
Name three words you say instead of the F word.
Darn, flip, and schmeisen. If you're a cartoon character, you go, gee, schmeisen.
I'll pay it.
Awesome.
I'll pay it. All right.
Awesome.
My turn.
People listening are going, no, Josh, you're an idiot. Okay. Times pain is a good thing.
Oh, when you're in bed sometimes, beauty and... I know people like that stuff.
Okay, all right. We're getting a little too... Okay, you're talking risque stuff.
Okay, well, I didn't get three anyways. All right.
What am I? I think I'm on 1.5.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're on 2.5.
Oh, great.
And okay. I'm on 2.
Okay.
All righty. Last round. Okay, let's go with... Name three uses for lubricant.
To lube a car up, to get your skateboard wheels going, and to pipes.
What do you mean pipes?
To get stuff down pipes.
Okay. Guess I'll pay it.
I don't know.
Going back to yesterday around this time, we were talking about my dad, and I've learnt a lot of random facts about him lately.
Yeah.
Because I feel as a kid, you don't have a care about what your parents did or do or anything. They're just your parents. But when you grow up and you're an adult, you're kind of like, I wonder what my parents were like at my age.
Yes.
And also your grandparents.
Yeah.
Because it's a completely different era. Times were just so different.
Yeah.
And I'm finding myself learning all these new facts about people in my family, which I just find bizarre and crazy. Like, they had, shock horror to kids
listening.
They had
lives.
Your parents had lives.
They had lives before you, unfortunately.
Yes, that might have been very different. But talking about grandparents, I learned over the weekend. I had no idea. I don't know if no one had ever told me or what the case was, but I didn't know that my grandmother had gotten remarried.
Really?
Not recently, like many, many years ago. So yeah. I know that my mum's dad passed away at like 54. He mm-hmm. had some heart problems and stuff like that. And I just thought that was it. Like that's all that grandma's had. And she just chose to not find anyone else. Mm. But turns out, no. Grandma got remarried.
Grandma's like, I'm going to find me a man.
Because I was going through mum and dad's wedding pictures, which was a whole hoot. Mum wore a hat. Dad had a very colourful bow tie on at his wedding. It yep. was lots of fun.
Looked like a great time.
And I was going through the photos and I was like, Mum, who's that with Grandma? And she like said who it was. And I was like, who's that? And she's like, her ex-husband. And I was like your dad? And she's like, no. And I was like, what?
Wait, so your mum's dad was her second marriage?
No.
Or her first marriage?
Her first marriage.
Oh, okay.
And then so he passed away and then Grandma some time passed and remarried.
Right.
And then that's who got brought to Mum and Dad's wedding.
Right. I don't know a lot about my grandparents' history because both my mum's parents passed away before I was born. Mm. My dad's dad passed away before I was born. So the only real blood grandparent that I grew up with was my dad's mum. And as far as I know, she was just, you know, a housewife for most of her life, raising kids and doing stuff like that, which was what women did in that time. Obviously, it's changed. But I don't really know a lot about... This always fascinates me. Every time I go back to Coffs and see family, because I have, like, adoptive grandparents that are in their mid-80s and they're kind of my adoptive grandparents. And I always go back and I find out a little bit more about what they did, you know, ask questions. But I just want to sit down one time and just for them to tell me, because it is fascinating.
It really is. I found out, I think like 2 years ago, my grandfather was born in the Second World War in a prisoner of war camp.
Wow.
So they're from Poland, and we all know what kind of happened in Poland during the Second World War. So they were in a camp and that's where he was born. And my sister found the original records of when him and his parents came to Australia on the boats and all that stuff. So crazy.
Yeah. We want to know what some of you, the listeners here, what your grandparents did. What did you not know about your grandparents? Yeah, and then when they told you, you were like, oh my gosh.
Were they like a scientist that you had not? Did they help invent something? Like, yeah. I feel like there's all these crazy stories out there about things our grandparents did that we just didn't know.
Yeah. And we want to know about them. 533-1031. What did you not know about your grandparents that when they told you, you were like, oh, my God, that's amazing.
Mm.
We want to know. Give us a call right now.
Jason from Delacombe, what didn't you know about your grandparents?
Well, it turned out I knew my grandparents came out from Poland after the Second World War, but I was a bit put off when I found out that someone had tried to knock off my grandfather's car and he decided to go after him and he got put in jail for it.
Well, so he's
really?
Kind of a bit of a, like when they say fight or flight, he was the fight.
He was a fight, and unfortunately got in trouble for it, which was a bit rough considering it was his car getting knocked off.
Yeah, so he got in trouble for trying to get his car back.
That's it. That's right.
Wow. That was the times back then.
Wow.
Crazy times. Thanks for the call. I like it. I
want it. I got it. Shep Kennery Surplus. You make the effort. We'll save you money. 1239 Howard Street, Wendouree. The grocery grab. We are wanting people in the draw for that one.
Yes, we are indeed. If you get to be one of the lucky two people at the end of the first part of us getting you into the draw and you get to come with us next week to Shep Kennery, you get to run around like a mad person for 1 minute trying to grab as many groceries as you can to fit in your trolley and get to $103.10. Whoever gets that closest is going to win whatever is in their trolley. But to be one of those two people, you need to play our high-low game. So yesterday we had two people go up against each other. We'll do it again today. So call through 533-1031. Two of you will go head-to-head. We'll give you a product and you just got to tell us how much it is to the dollar amount. We'll go back and forth telling you if it's higher or lower until one of you guesses it exact to the dollar amount.
Exactly. It's as easy as that.
You just got to guess numbers.
Exactly.
And we will help you guess the right number.
You remember prices, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like that. That was a great game, except instead of winning a car,
you win a chance to go in the draw to go and win groceries, which is just as good sometimes.
Groceries arguably are more important than the car because everyone got to eat, okay?
Exactly.
So give us a call right now, 533-1031 if you want to be part of Shep Kennery Surplus's grocery grab. Be in the draw for that one, guys. Give us a call right now.
Alrighty, so we have got Tanya and Simone. We are playing high, low. We're going to give you a product. You have to tell us to an exact dollar amount how much you think it is. If you get it wrong, we will tell you if you should go higher or low. We'll go back and forth until one of you gets it. Are we ready to go, girls?
Yeah.
Alrighty, Tanya, you got through first this morning, so you get the first guess. Our product today from Shep Kennery Surplus is Finish dishwashing tablets, 110 packs, so a nice bulk pack of them. Tanya, what is your first guess?
$12.
Yeah, that is wrong. It is higher. Simone, what's your guess?
$15.
It is higher. Tanya, what's yours?
$17.
It is higher. Simone?
$20.
It is higher. Ooh. Tanya, what is your guess?
$21.
It is higher. Simone?
$22. Yay! Simone, well done.
$22 for a 110-pack of Finish dishwashing tablets at Shep Kennery Surplus. Congrats, Simone. You are in the running to be one of our participants in the grocery grab next week.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
We know that I am a massive fan of this show. So good.
This is the first time I've heard the theme.
It's a good theme song. Obviously talking about RuPaul's Drag Race, hashtag Team Rosé for the win. Current season going. Also, Bimini should have won UK. That's another argument for another day.
It's controversial.
But we have talked a little bit about how RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under got filmed earlier this year. We've been patiently waiting for a start date. Did they start Drag Race?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Not great, but...
Yeah.
We've been patiently waiting for the flag to drop.
Yeah, okay.
Saturday, May 1st.
We've been waiting for the green light.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Saturday, May 1st. RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. It's been announced on Stan. So excited. So I don't even have to wait a couple of weeks. So by the time that the current season finishes, which is the normal US season, that will finish. Rosé will win, hopefully. Glad that Tita Burner is gone. And then we will go through to Drag Race Down Under, which I'm very excited for. Someone has already messaged and said that, yes, Bimini was robbed. I agree, 100%. Bimini was robbed. She should have won. I didn't see Lawrence Chaney doing a jump split off a stool, so...
I have no idea what either of you are talking about. Anyway.
You should get into Drag Race.
Yeah.
I'll show you a couple of clips and see how you go. Because you know on like normal reality shows, like probably except for Maths, but like the like contesty ones, so like your MasterChefs, like your cooking ones, if people have problems with people, they just kind of talk about it to camera and that's it and just kind of talk behind each other's back. Oh, not on Drag Race. They tell each other to their face. They're like, I don't like what you're wearing.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah.
It's just so insane and so much fun. I am enjoying this season, mm-hmm. in case anyone was wondering. Last season, didn't like the beginning of it.
Mm.
They were a bit weird at the beginning. But anyways, Down Under.
It's coming to Australia. And there's a few Aussie celebs that may be featuring.
Yes, they'll be doing some judging with Michelle and RuPaul. But either way, May 1st, it's coming Down Under Drag Race.
What a spicy episode.
Oh, Maths last night. It's really weird for me because I know the people that are involved.
Yeah.
The infamous Jason friend I worked with. Mm-hmm. I have my own interactions with him.
Yeah.
And it does not surprise me one small piece that he is now part of Maths.
No, not at all. He'll be a contestant next year, probably.
I think he has a boyfriend. Anyway, in case you missed it, last night Samantha, she came back for girls' night and revealed that she had heard on the town that Bryce had a girlfriend. Her it from his friend Jason. It's all higgledy-piggledy to kind of clear up some of the gossip. We have Samantha on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? Welcome back to the show. It's been, I mean, what was it like watching that episode? How are you feeling? Do you feel like you could have said something or wanted to say something more, or do you think you said everything you needed to say?
No, I'm really happy with how I did it. And to be honest, you know, there's been a few people saying, oh, you know, I shouldn't have done it in a group setting, but If you could imagine, I took her away and told her privately, and you know, she was crying, the girls are going to want to know what's going on, and it would have caused more gossip anyways.
Yeah.
I think the way it happened, I was true to myself. I had to tell her. I did it in a group setting so that it was out in the open in front of everyone, and there was no gossip going on behind her back.
Yeah, definitely. So I want to know a bit of a timeline breakdown of everything, because on the show it all looks like everything happens the next day, which is not the real case. So when about last year or this year or whatever, when did you leave the show? When did you get bailed up in the bar? And when did you go back for girls' night? Talk like months and dates and stuff.
Yeah, sure. So I actually put on my Instagram the photo, the exact photo of Jason Roses and myself and my best mate that we took on the night that we had drinks. And that was in December.
Okay.
The girls' night was filmed in December. So it was about a week before I went up to Sydney for the girls' night.
Okay.
With Jason.
And you didn't have any idea at all on the show that was still being filmed that there was a mention of a girlfriend or anything? It was literally just Jason coming up to you being like, oh, did you know?
None at all. I had absolutely no idea that Beck had already told Melissa about this, is what happened in the gym. I went in there blind. I said to the producers, look, this is what I've heard in Canberra, and they said, look, we think you need to tell Melissa, but I had no idea that she'd already heard about this and Beck had already been talking about it.
So what do you think Jason's intentions were with telling you the goss?
I think because Jason and I have known each other, I mean, Canberra's a pretty small place. We've known each other for maybe 4 or 5 years now. I think he was telling me, like, oh, you know, has he told you about the other girl? And I was like, what? Not?
Right, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, he wasn't, I suppose, yes, there was a bit of goss there, but I was really just listening so that I could go and tell Melissa this because I was just so shocked.
Yeah, I think we all were, because a lot of people are kind of looking at this being like, well, did he mention it to get his name out there in the show? Because, you know, he was on Big Brother many years ago. He seems to be a little bit fame-hungry sometimes, like, yeah. Concerning. Was he, like, concerned about Melissa stirring the pot? So it just all kind of came out of nowhere from what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, we sat down, we had a drink. It was just general gossip about the show because he knew I was on the show, but you know, the whole Courtney thing that came out, sorry, the whole girlfriend thing that came out was, it was just caught me off guard because it was such, you know, well-known goss in Canberra. That's how it felt.
Well, that's the thing. I knew the goss straight away. And, like, I'm from Canberra as well originally, so I knew all the goss was going on. I couldn't say anything, and now it's like, oh, it's come out. I can finally talk.
That's exactly right. So, and I was a bit the same. Like, until I got to the girls' night, I didn't have Melissa's contact details. I didn't have any contact with the girls that were still filming. So it was the only chance I had to tell her.
One thing you did mention earlier is that you've kind of talked about it all on your Instagram and stuff as well. But when did you get control back of your Insta? Because that's the thing happening this season is the contestants don't have access to their DMs or what they post. There was one from Melissa's account last night that would have been just the producers and stuff. So how did that kind of work?
No, so Melissa wrote that 100%. And when we don't have our Instagrams, we actually get sent the photos and we get to choose the photos that get put up, and we also get to write the captions. So the comments that Melissa made last night on her Instagram were her, and the producers post it for us. So we don't have control over Instagram, but we get to write the captions. Now, I got my Instagram back once I left the show, so I've got mine, access to mine, whereas Melissa's still working through producers.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, I wish we could just sit here and talk all day about all the goss on Mass, but we better let you go. Thank you so much for joining us, Samantha, once again.
Thank you so much. Talk soon.
What's on and what's not? Thanks to the Western Hotel.
You know the drill, same thing, same day, same time of hot or not. Topic is presented, you can't sit on the fence about it, you got to decide if it is hot or not. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Do you go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right.
Dyson vacuums.
3, 2, 1.
Hot.
Hot because I have one, but I want to get rid of it.
Why?
Because I want to get a Roomba.
Oh, you can have both.
So I'm lazy.
You can have both.
They're convenient though.
See, the reason why I bring it up in hot or not is I've had both sides of the fence. People don't like, they think they're overrated, the Dyson vacuums, but I bought one and it is amazing.
Mine's good, except it's starting to kind of like how Apple with their products.
Lose a bit of suction.
Lose a bit and having a couple of different problems with it and stuff like that. And I'm like, does this mean that it happens so I just have to go and buy the next one up?
Maybe. I don't know.
But we'll wait and see.
Who knows? Your turn.
Alrighty. Upselling.
3, 2, 1.
Not.
I'm a not because I have no self-control.
Yes, same.
So a good example of this comes to mind because Lockie went to Griffenberger yesterday for the first time and I was like, oh, jealous.
Yeah.
And I was like, did they try to upsell you a donut? And he's like, yes, they did try to. Every time I go into Griffenberger, anyone knows, they're like, you put your order in, then it's like, do you want a donut?
Yeah.
Every time. And every time I pretty much say yes because I have no self-control. Boost do it.
Mm.
Of being like, do you want to add raspberries to that?
Yes.
Because I have no self-control.
No, neither do I.
But I understand why they're doing it. And it is a smart tactic because they get people like me that are suckers for it.
Yeah, that's true. Upsizing is a nay, but also a yay.
Yeah. Do you ever catch yourself watching shows on like streaming services or something that you're like, this really isn't me, but I'm really enjoying it?
Yes, sometimes.
I feel like it's fun.
Yeah.
My current obsession, and it has been for like a little while now because a new season comes out every year, is the Formula F1 documentary series on Netflix. I'm obsessed.
Really?
I binge watched the whole season in a weekend.
Okay.
It is so good. It is so interesting. I think.
So what's it about? Does it follow a driver or just the
whole
sport?
The whole
in
sport in general of Formula One, and like each episode like focuses on a different team, and it's so intense and
really?
So interesting. But knowing me, would you think that I'm into Formula One?
No, not at all.
Exactly.
Considering your range of taste goes from like drag race to Married at First Sight
to Disney.
To Disney, I would not expect you to be into a Formula One racing documentary.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I think I like it because one of my favorite forms of documentary is like a behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I like to know how things work.
Yeah.
And why things happen and like movies. I don't know, not so much these days because we just watch movies on streaming services. But when you used to have DVDs, I used to love the little extras.
The extras.
That was behind the scenes.
Same.
Oh, it's so good. And so I think that's why I originally clicked on it. And now I'm obsessed and I know everything happening in Formula One.
Yeah.
And my whole entire Facebook scroll feed of videos is Formula One videos.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm not so much on the Formula One train, but I'm on the I can't remember what streaming service it's on. It might be Netflix, I think. It's a show called Nailed It.
Yep.
The Netflix. Cake making.
You gotta, so good.
I'm not really into that. Like, I don't really watch, like, the similar style of, like, MasterChef cooking shows. You know, I'm not really into that style of thing. I like drama, scripted drama series like Ozark and, you know, Game of Thrones, all that sort of stuff. I bloody love Nailed It.
It's so good.
It's hilarious because they get a photo of like a cake they got to recreate, and then this person tries to recreate the cake, and 9 times out of 10, it looks nothing like the photo.
My favorite episode was when one guy put water in a cake. He's like
that's hilarious.
I know.
It's great.
It's so good. I feel like that's what's fun. And I have just given you naughtily my Disney Plus password.
Yeah,
I've logged you in.
Because
you wanted to watch Hamilton the musical. I was like, you need to watch it. You need to watch it. So I've given you my password. But now you're open up to a whole other realm.
I know. So
shows,
much more. So much more.
All the Disney. You can watch Incredibles 2 because you revealed
that
you hadn't seen that yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
But I feel like that's the fun thing about streaming services is you're not having to go into a shop to hire a video and then the person judge you being like, I wouldn't think of you watching a Formula One F1 documentary.
<I know. laughs> That's the thing. Yeah, the judgy when you push the DVD across the counter like, can I please have this one?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay.
You're going for, M, really?
Don't you have kids? You've got kids there with you.
You know how sometimes you'll get those posts like come up on your news feed on Facebook or Instagram? You're like, oh, my God, that actually relates to me.
Yes.
And then you're like trying to find someone you can tag and be like, oh, my God, totally me.
Yeah.
I've started doing it to you.
Oh, okay.
But one came up this morning that resonates quite well with me.
Yeah.
It says, if you tell me I'm putting too much grated cheese on my pasta, I'm done with you. Don't need that kind of negativity in my life. And the thing that about this, when Griggs and I first got together, I said to him, don't you ever tell me I have too much cheese on my pasta, because my ex used to do it.
Yeah.
He used to like because I love cheese so much. And he, I would put obviously a lot. It's really bad when I go to an Italian restaurant and they're like, say when, and we're sitting there for a good 2 minutes until like, I say when.
And they're leave like the looking block. At you.
Just leave the block. But my ex used to be like that. He'd go, you're putting too much cheese on your pasta. I'd be like, ah. No. Don't tell me that. And then we'd get into an argument over it, blah, blah, blah. And then so when I got with Greeks, because I knew what I did want in a relationship and what I didn't want. So very early on.
Okay, number one, the cheese. Is that what you said?
I think it was about number three. First one was, do you want to have kids?
Yeah. Wow. That was first date?
Or not like first, when we started getting serious.
Right, okay.
Like when we were going into that realm of this might be a long-term kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, first question was, do you want to have kids? Mm-hmm. Which the answer was yes to, because I didn't really want to be with someone that didn't have kids. I know, judgy, but one goal in life.
Fair enough.
And the next one was, are you willing to move? Because there's a good chance that I will get a job opportunity come up, like what happened here, and I will want to move. And he was like, oh, yeah, want to move. And third was, how much cheese do you put on your pasta?
The three pillars of your relationship.
I know. But people ask me sometimes for relationship advice, and I always say to them, there is three things you need to do with someone before you know if they're the one.
Yeah.
And first off is you need to go through a Christmas with both of your families.
Okay.
Because the real family gossip drama intensity comes out at Christmas time.
Yeah.
So you've got to see if, like, you can handle it. So that's one.
So you've done a Christmas with your family and his family?
Not the full-on Christmases, but the immediate family Christmas. So
okay, so does that mean you don't know if you want to spend the rest of your life with Greeks?
Well, I do, but anyways, these are things that you should think about before getting with someone.
Yeah.
Number two is moving together.
Mm-hmm.
So not just like yes, moving into the same house together, but physically having to move all of your stuff from one place to another because it causes so much drama.
Oh, yeah, don't
I
know it.
Like, the relationship is really tested during a move, I feel, and if you can get through that, you're great. And the last one is go on a holiday together because I would suggest maybe Bali or something because nothing says I love you like having your partner. This hasn't happened to us, but I've had friends that happened to. Like having your partner get Bali belly and hearing that at 2 a.m, you really know if you want to be with someone after that.
I'm gonna book a flight back. I'm gonna head out.
Anyways, relationship advice with Maddie.
Exactly.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.